So beginning of this expasha, Parshas Chayesoro, we have Avraham Avinu going and saying, doing the Kvura and the Hesped and Tzori Imenu. The Shiiltos says in the beginning over here, by the way, I picked up a new sefer. It's called the Birkas Yecheskel, written by Yisachar Dov Kaminsky, the son of Rav Chaskel Kaminsky. Remember Rav Chaskel, how he was so loved so much to go through the notes of the Mechaber. So I use many of the Ma'ar Mekoymes that we'll discuss today from the sefer. Very geschmack. So the Shiiltos tells us that you learn the concept of the Hesped in from this parsha. The Avraham Avinu was busy with the Hesped of Sarah. The Gemara brings other sources, but that's where it starts from. But what the Gemara does bring from here, we have a Gemara in Sanhedrin, and I've been involved with base. The Gemara tells us, whereas a Chakira, why do we do a Hesped? Is the Hesped is the Yikara of the Shikva, or Yikara the Chai? Yikara the Chai, Yikara the Shafi. In other words, why do you do a Hesped? Is the Hesped the covered for the Niftar? We want the Niftar to want to give him covered, give him a Hesped. Or it's covered to the people that are alive. They should be respected by the fact that their relative is being praised. Are we talking about the mace? Who's benefiting from it? The mace or the chai? So the Gemara, the mind of Kamina. What's up, Kamina? He said, don't do a Hesped to this person. In other words, the person says, don't do an Hesped. He says, don't do an Hesped. That's that. So if it's his own covet, he can say, don't not to do an Hesped. For the Hesped is for the family, he can do it. Also, do the kids need to pay for the Hesped? So if it's a din on the mace, they don't have to. If it's a din for them, so they do have to, that's what the Gemara says. So the first raya the Gemara brings is this week's basha. So the Gemara Toshma. What's the raya of a yovah? Avraham least spread the sorrow, leave koisol. Avraham Avinu can't do as with the sorrow. So Rashi explains, what does it mean, yovah? Where does Avraham Avinu come from? Spoke about a little bit last time this year. Avraham Avinu came from the Akedah. So they waited for Avraham to come and do an aspect. The yovah mishum yikara dechayu. If you say it's because of the covered of the of Avraham, mishum yikara d'Avraham mashulu l'sara. Because the covered of Avraham, the wait for Sarah has to wait for Avraham to come, just to give cover to Avraham. If it's covered for Sarah, so we wait to give a cover to Sarah. But if it's covered to Avraham, we were mashed the mace until Avraham comes. Says the Gemara, Sarah gufa nichalok echadim yakar b'Avraham. Sarah wanted would be interested in that in order for Avraham to get that covered. So Gemara says, I don't have a raya from here, but that was the attempt. The Gemara attempted to bring a raya from Sari Menu that we waited for her Hesped to show that it's a covet for the mace and not a covet for the chai. The Gemara tries to tell the Gemara says this raya is not raya, but then the Gemara brings other raya, and the Gemara concludes that the Hesped is that we do it for Yikara da Shachpe, the mace. We do it for the mace. And the Nafkamina is that if the mace is mitzave not to do a Hesped, so then you have to listen to him. And as I say, that's halacha l'maaseh. I'll quote first off in the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Shneimus of Minchas Avil. The Rambam says the Hesped kvoy the mesu. The Hesped is covered for the mace. Lefikach koyse yisayorshi nitet sachar koyni or koyne. So I said before the opposite. It's covered the mace, so they have to do it. If it's their cover, they have a choice to choose for the Hesped or not. V'itziva al despedu eitzav dimoisoi. But if they, he said, don't do a Hesped, you don't do a Hesped. That's what the Rambam says. So that's a halacha that comes out, which fits very much with Sarah. We waited for to bury Sarah, because if the maskana we hold, then it's covered the mace, that's what we, so therefore we have a thing to cover the mace. So therefore if he says don't do a Hesped, we don't do a Hesped. What? Oh. Good question. The Shaila is a good question. And really what I wanted to get to is because Cheska speaks about the Maaseh, it's the Piskei Tshuva in the beginning of Simen Shin Mem Daled. Simen Shin Mem Daled speaks about Hesped. Chiyuv Hesped, they go to the Schor. That's what the Hesped is. So I asked with the piece of tshuva this discusses is what happens if you have a Tamei Chachem. You have a tzaddik, you have a gadol who's nifter and says, don't be maspid. The Gemara concludes that if a person says not to be maspid, you don't maspid. So the mashmos for the question is that you're not allowed to be maspid. He's a kovah, he says not to, you have to listen to him. Because if you could anyway do it, you just don't have to. Mashmo that if it's a Tamei Chachem, so if you want, you could. Mashmo the whole discussion, the fact that you have even a discussion is to tell me that the kovah is not a kovah of the... It's either you have a choice, but you're not allowed to. So Shaila is Tamei Chachem different? Is there any difference between Tamei Chachem and not? This is really fitting to the tkufa we are now. We have this week in America, we buried one of the Gedolim. Shaila is, the Gedolim says, don't be master me. Is it different than the Hesped of a regular person? If he says not, you don't do Hesped. So the might say you have, there's a few riots, the different place keep discussing. The Jewish B.C.I.K.V. wants to bring a following thing, wants to bring the following riot. In this Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara tells us, when the Gemara wants to say, maybe the Esper is the Esper for the Chai. So he tells us a question, he says, it says by in Yevamis, that there was a Taino that he didn't do the right Esper for show. That's why David, that's what they had to kill. Part of the family of Shaul HaMelech, because they did, what? For the Givonim to kill it. But Shaul, based on Domim, Shaul, there's two Tainas over there. One was Shaul, one was the Bais Givonim. And one was this Shaloi Nisbet Ka'aloch. The Taina, there wasn't enough Esper for Shaul HaMelech. And that was the Taina in Am Yisrael. So it says, Tain says, if it's covered the Chaye, if it's for the live people, they chose not to do it. It's for them. They chose not to do it. So this gives two answers. The second answer is, he says, it's different by a king. It's a greater bizoyant by a king. That he's not, it's not wrong, even though it's for the Am Yisrael, not to give the king the cover, that's too much. That's what Tosafot says. So comes with Yaakov, it says, maybe you can use the same swear, but the Mechachem is the opposite. When if it's covered the maize, so the Shmeis could choose not to do it, but when you have a real covet, like a covet of Melech, a covet of Chachem, a covet of the Gadol, so then it's not really not to have that covet. That's what he wants to say. So the Tshuva Me'av, also quoted here in the piece of Tshuva, says, first of all, we know there's a big difference between a king and a Tamei Chachem. The rule is, Melech Shemoch al Kvoida in Kvoida Mochel, he cannot give up on his covet. Tamei Chachem Shemoch al Kvoida in Kvoida Mochel. Right? So then he doesn't like that raya from this Tosafos. He quotes another raya. And that raya is based on the Gemara and Shabbos. Because the Gemara and Shabbos tells us, Gemara Daf Kuf Nun Gimel speaks about a hesped. And then the Gemara says that Mespeidu Shaladom Nikar im Ben Oilam Abubu. From the hesped, you see if he's a Ben Oilam Abubu. That's what the Gemara says. Based on the hesped, you see if how big the hesped is. If they speak about him, the eulogy tells you what is it. Says the Gemara of Omelei Rav Lev Shmuel Bashilas. Rav told his Talmid, "Achim Bespeido Doso Kabino. Make sure to make a special husband for me. Cry a lot. The people should cry with you because I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there. I want to hear that you're doing husband. So the Gemara, don't worry about it. And because not that a husband automatically means a bit of a mabo, but if a person is able to make everybody cry with him, that shows that is a person has been in a mabo. But if not, not." So the true Rav being someone that wants to bring a raya, it's called civically Yankov. He says, "What's the raya? What is Rav so worried about?" Rav tells the Shmuel, "Make sure to do the right hesped for me. But if hesped is by your covet, just say I'm moichel on the covet." Rav is worried that people are not going to be mastering correctly. He's not worried. What is he worried about for himself? He's worried about Am Yisrael. So if Rav is worried about Am Yisrael, just say I'm moichel on the covet, my own covet, and that's it. So you see a raya from here, it doesn't depend on you. In other words, Batei Chachem, Begodol Ador, so it doesn't depend on the Mechilas HaKovet, and therefore, the raya that he can be Moichel. Eim Gai Moichel. Maybe also, I didn't see anybody bringing this, the Gemara earlier in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Hei, brings a story that by Yeshua, they didn't do a right aspect, and because they didn't do a aspect by Yeshua, so it was a big tie in Amisol, the mountain wanted to crush them. So again, if it's the kavod of Yeshua, Yeshua is not moichel kvoida. Yeshua cared so much they have to do the hesped for him. Pashul is moichel, especially if he knew. So okay, maybe you could argue, and then it said maybe Yeshua wasn't moichel. Not sure, but if you say this yisoid that it's habichachem, it can be moichel because the kavod amisol can be moichel, the kavod of the gadol. So that's what it is. So therefore, that's maybe the raya. Right, at least Shabbos Kufrim Gimel. Tshuva Me'ava doesn't like that. Tshuva Me'ava is doiche. He doesn't like this rayas. He says many rayas you could bring in doiche. But Lamaisa Tshuva Me'ava was a Talmud of the Noydi B'Yuda. And he concludes with a story that the Noydi B'Yuda, when the Prey Yeshua was Nifter, he was Mitzavah that nobody should do a Hespet. And the Noydi B'Yuda got up and did a real Hespet. And he says there's no such thing. He brought a raya from a different place that when you come to a tier of a gadol, so you don't have all the cheshbonis, you don't do all the cheshbonis of mitzvahs and this, different things. So therefore, he says, Deleika bezim mitzvah kain divir ames, that's what he says. And that's what the Noi Debiyuda did. So Noi Debiyuda did a hesped of the Prei Yeshua, even though Prei Yeshua said, don't be maspid. That's what he said. Mamai is the true Me'ava himself, he wasn't so clear about it, and he's a little... He got a little bit of a. He says, "I'm not sure." Ma'isa aloch la'ma'isa. Tavachokim says not to be maspid. Is he excluded from the rule of a regular person that's covered the mace? He could say, "Don't do espedim." So a regular person says that don't do espedim. Aloch is you don't do esped. But it's a tavachokim. That's a discussion. The place that the rule of ma'isa did on the previous Yeshua. Yeshua me'ava is not so sure about that. But this connects again to the espedim that we learned from Sarim Einu. The idea that the hesped is the cover of the mace, that's why this whole discussion begins. I say what we say. We should raise Hashem not have to deal with the spadim. This will be a interesting discussion, but not a real negel of mace hesped.
And anything
what?
They talk about
Yeah, same thing. There's no...